Hey, welcome to Sleep With Me, the podcast that helps you fall asleep. If this is your first time here, this podcast is kind of like a bedtime story. You can put your racing thoughts aside or worrying about tomorrow at work or the meaning of life and just listen to my voice. And I'll take you off into dreamland with a story that starts off interesting, gets a little bit more boring as we go. So if you're driving a busload of school kids or working in a nuclear lab, now's probably not the best time to listen. But when you get home at night and you crawl into bed, go ahead and hit play on this podcast and get ready to fall asleep. If you have any feedback, you can send it to feedback@sleepwithmepodcast.com or on Twitter, I'm @DearestScooter. Older episodes are on iTunes or @sleepwithmepodcast.com. Thank you so much for listening. If you can let a friend or family member know about the podcast, it'd be great. And if you can review and rate us on iTunes, that'd be great as well. Thank you, and good night. Hey, everybody, it's me, Pitt. We're back on the Florida Project. This is my audio journal. And last week we had met. I get some questions about last week. And let me be honest with you, I did all the voices as a recreation of my trip to Kmart Auto. And the person who appeared was, she wants me to know her name's not really Stephanie. Wait, what? Yeah, her name's not Stephanie. That was a made-up name. And if it is similar to someone you know that works at Kmart and went to Vinotech Institute named Stephanie that works in Southern California Kmart, it's not the same Stephanie. The girl who I was basing it on is named Mallory Keaton. That's the real person, and I have Mallory Keaton. So that it's based on Mallory Keaton, who works in a Southern California Kmart. Not a girl named Stephanie. That's a fictional name, and that's what she wants me to know. Or wants you to, wants you want me to tell them that? Okay. Stephanie. Your pretend name's Mallory? Oh, yeah, her real name's Mallory Keaton. And her pretend name's Stephanie. Right? Right. So if her mom's listening, Stephanie's mom, you're imaginary. Like, so, just so we know, I faked the voices and Stephanie's not real. And she's not really going to become a prostitute. Mallory Keaton is. So that out of the way, I'm back. I wanted to recap my recent trip to Las Vegas because I had some big plans. I figured Las Vegas would be like the best place. I figured, with prostitution being legal and it being a sexual city, taxicab confessions that I used to watch on the scrambled channels, all that, like I figured this town would be ready for me. And I was hoping what stays in Vegas would not, in this case, not stay in Vegas for me. So, yeah, so I headed out to Vegas, me and Stephanie, fictional Stephanie. And I wish I could tell you that me and Steph became like these players, like she was my wing woman. And she taught me how to pick up women. And we just went from, hotel to hotel and strip club to strip club and I was charming women, and Stephanie was at my side helping me. But that's not the case. The fictional Stephanie, based on Mallory, she's not very friendly. So she didn't want to help me meet any women. She wanted to stay at the hotel and read. So that was hard for me because I was kind of having this vision in my head of, yeah, she was, like, introducing me to girls, and then I'd just, like, come in and, like, a minute later and be like, haha. And she would, like, help me out with girls, kind of for me to hang out with and kiss and stuff. And then girls come work for us. Like, she'd be like, this is going to be so cool. Come work, totes. But that didn't happen. She was just more like, I'm not going to a bar, and I'm not going, that's your mission. I'm here, leader. Go ahead and lead. Prove it to me again. So yeah, so I was stuck going out on my own. And we were staying at the circus here in the self-parking area. Because the credit cards are starting to be declined. So, you know, I tried cruising. I mean, I kind of learned from Disney World. I probably should stay away from the big casinos because I'd get banned. So I didn't do that. And, you know, I figured the strip clubs, I don't have any money. Well, no, I didn't figure. They wouldn't even let me in. So, and then I went to a couple of dirty strip clubs and I was at, you know, it didn't go well. I said, Stephanie, can you at least, like, help me, please, like, find some place to go? And she's like, go, like, where the locals go. Like, so she's like, I'll go ask at the front desk. And she said, go to the Hoover Dam. And first I thought she meant, I was like, the Hoover Dam? Like, it's, like, 9:30 at night. She's like, it's D-A-M-N. It's, like, a bar down the street. So I went to the Hoover Dam. And meanwhile, so I have my seduction papers here. And let me just look. So I had a couple jobs. First was like, they call like groups of people sets is what the guys, the seducers call them. So I was supposed to like talk to like three different groups of people. So I was like, all right, like just that's it. So I was doing that at the Hoover Dam. And it's, you know, use something. So I was just... And I'm actually getting, like, better at it. Like, I'm like, hey, how you doing? This bar's great. It's like, damn, this bar's good. I'm going I'm on a road trip just stopping here in Vegas for, you know, kicking back, you know. I'm going to Florida. You guys been to? And then a lot of people talk about Disney World. A lot of people hate it. A lot of people love it. A lot of people really love it. A lot of people really hate it. So I did that, and, you know, turns out some people are friendly, especially when they're drunk. Some people aren't, but I already knew that. So then after the second thing, it's like once you can talk to people, you're supposed to just not just talk to them for a second. You, like, ask them a question, you make an observation. And that wasn't that hard either, because especially if they said something like, wow, I really hate Disney World, huh? Yeah, you know, I have bad memories about... you know, people in costumes from something that happened when I was little. Or, yeah, I love it, man. Like, totally. And I was like, oh, yeah, I had this dream about. And then that would usually ruin. But, you know, or they'd say, you know, we could talk about the weather and the humidity. Or a lot of people have their parents live there. So there's a lot of stuff I could make a conversation about. So, boom, I'm winning on that one. And, but I'm no further on what I need to do. So the sixth thing is like connecting with people through like some emotional way of making yourself like connectable, like a story about something exciting or interesting that also has an emotional connection. And so at some point I find myself like talking to like these four women and I'm trying to think like something exciting because I had just brought the notes. I was reading them in the bathroom about this one. I'm thinking in the bathroom, like, what's the exciting thing I've done? And then I was like, well, I don't know, but I could ask them at least. So I was asking them, and they're talking about, you know, in high school, you know, with, like, sneaking in the boys' locker room or places they've had sex with jocks or rich people, sneaking a guy into their parents' house or driving real fast or... getting into fights or, you know, overcoming a fear of acting. Like this one girl's telling me about this musical she was in. And then another girl, you know, was telling me about how she didn't make the speech for Model United Nations. So talking about that. But then I just kept asking questions at some point that got lame. And most of the girls bailed. And there was this one girl there. Her name was Kara. I mean, Karina, fictional name, Kara, real name, Karina, right, Karina, so we're talking, and then she was like, you know, well, what's exciting that you've done, you know, like, tell me something exciting about you, And I was like, well, I got this exciting thing going. I haven't been telling anybody because I like to keep it secret, but I'm starting a new life. Like, that's why Pitt's not my real name, Karina. And, you know, I've got this, I'm a, like kind of like an you know, entrepreneur now. I'm looking for people to join me, actually, on this thing I got going in Florida. She's like, really? Like, what is it? I'm like, I don't know. You know, you just seem, you know, I don't know. Like, I don't want you to get the wrong impression. Let me just tell, I'm not, like, this doesn't have to do with you. It's just me for what I'm doing in Florida, okay? So don't take it like I'm saying that you would fit in. You would, if you want to join me in Florida, you'd have to choose. I mean, you're beautiful. Oh, thank you. But, you know, I'm not interested in you, okay? Like, we could be friends, but, oh, no, I'm not hitting on you. You are beautiful. And, I mean, but I'm not at, if you wanted to join this Florida project I got, I'm going to explain it to you, but don't slap me, okay? Because it's happened a couple times, 30 times. Like, I explain it and say you're beautiful and that's why you're perfect for, like, you are perfect for this project, but that's not why I'm telling you about it, okay? So don't slap me. But I'm going to Florida. There's, like, this big retirement community there. And I figured, like, I've been lonely before, but I'm not old. And I knew these old guys, even if they're married, like, they'd probably be lonely. So I'm going to start a brothel. And I'm going to kind of be like a pimp, a nice pimp, like a pimp plus, I guess. And I'm looking for women to join me. And yeah, like, and I can't make any, I can't make any promises, but I can almost guarantee there's going to be a lot of money in it. And yeah, it might be like the women are going to have to sleep with old men, but I don't know if those, I mean, it might not be gross and maybe some women are into it. So that's, I mean, I don't know if you're into it. Do you think you, never mind, but don't slap me, please. But yeah, so that's what I'm doing. I'm opening a brothel, and maybe, and it's, to be honest, Karina, like, I'm learning. Like, I thought I knew everything about being lonely and about being a pimp, but I really don't. And maybe I have to get to Florida and figure it out. Maybe I'm not, I thought I was going to be driving across country picking up women. And by the time I got here, like, my goal is just to have one or two people. I do have one person that's helping me, and that's a woman. She's at the room. She's at the room, which is actually my VW bus reading. Her room is, she gets the pop-up. I have to sleep. Anyway, she's reading. She didn't want to come out. But yeah, so that's, I mean, I'm not asking you to be a hooker. I don't think you are. But that's what I'm doing. If you asked, okay, yeah. And why did this girl, you know, I think it's interesting, a lot of stuff you're saying, but that's not exciting. That's like your excitement comes from like here, from your boobs. No. Like, have you ever done anything like, where you've been scared and excited at the same time? Well, I've been scared a lot, but I don't know. Usually I'm just scared. I mean, even now talking to you, I guess it's a little bit exciting. Oh, well, no. I mean, I've been trying to get better at communicating with women. I guess it's been a little bit exciting. No, I mean, that's a little sad. Talking about something like where you're pushing your limits, like doing something like, have you ever done anything brave? I mean, not like physically brave and emotionally, like something dangerous. Well, one time I skateboarded down my hill, but I jumped off pretty early. Oh, so you skateboarded. Did you ever wish you could be like a pro? I wished, but I never could figure out, like, I'm left-handed, but right-footed and right-eyed, so I couldn't do goof. It was kind of like, I don't know, my body's always been mixed up like that. I'm not ambidextrous or left or right deck. Yeah. Well, what if you did something exciting, like crazy, like the Hoover Dam, like you parachuted, like this one guy, the last guy, he was so good in bed too. He was one of those, what do you call them, those jumpers, they jump off of stuff. Like he parachuted off of stuff. He never did the Hoover Dam. I always thought that would be so hot. And then I would meet him, but he said he would just get electrocuted because it wouldn't, he'd probably float into the things. But, you know, like what if you skateboarded on the edge of the Hoover Dam? You know, what would you, would, I'll drive you there right now. I used to hook up with a skater. I think his, he left us. I mean, if you could do that, then you could tell an exciting story, and you could probably convince, like, I'd almost be convinced to go with you. And to be honest, like, that'd be hot. Like, I might even consider the outside chance of sleeping with you. But, you know, wow, Karina, let's go. So we drive out to the Hoover Dam, right? And she's got the skateboard. To be honest, I'm like, wow, I'm confused, I'm scared, but I'm also like excited. I don't know if the excitement she was talking about, like I'm excited, like looking at her, she's all silent, and like she keeps running her hand through her hair and sighing. And I'm like, wow. But then I'm also like, what if I get in trouble? What if I fall? So we get there. And she's like, keep the skateboard under your shirt. So we walk out. She's like, hold my hand and we'll act like we're a couple. And then she's like, just jump up and start riding. And she's like, as long as you know, go and do like a kick flip or something, then I'm in. I'll go with you to Florida and you'll be, you know, you'll be in, you know, with me. Literally. I can't. So we get out there, we're holding hands. And my heart's beating like a fear, and holding this girl's hand because she's really, really pretty. We get there, we're standing at the edge, and I'm looking over, and it's scary. And there's a police type people around, and I'm like, oh, I'll probably get arrested. And she's like, don't worry, you know, I'll talk our way out of it. And then I put the thing, skateboard, and I'm kind of running it back and forth. And she's like, oh, she's like, I'm gonna rip your clothes off right in the car. And then I'm like, man, I guess I should do it, like, you know, to impress her. Because this must be what brave guys do. And I start, you know, I'm like, okay, you know, this isn't me. I'm scared. I wish I could be cool about this, but maybe it's just man up and do it. And I get the skateboard and I take a couple of breaths and I look at her and she's staring at me. And I say, hey, yeah, I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. I get ready to do it. And I look her in the eyes. And part of me is like, yeah, I'm not like, wow, I can't believe I'm going to sleep with this girl. And she's going to be one of my workers. And I say, you know what? You know what, Karina? No, I'm not doing this. And I push the skateboard over the edge, tumbles down. Luckily, no one saw it somehow by some miracle. And I say, no. She said, what do you mean, no? So I'm not gonna go, yeah, it's okay, you don't have to come with me, you don't have to sleep with me, but no, I'm not gonna do that. Like, I'm terrible at skateboarding and I could get hurt, I could get arrested. But mostly, like, you know, I like you, but I'm attracted to you, and this is scary, is saying, you know, that's not me. Like, I'm not that dude that's like just kick flipping on the side of the Hoover Dam. So no, I'm not gonna do it. You didn't have to give me a ride home. Don't worry about it. It's cool meeting you, but no, I'm not. I mean, I can't just do stuff to impress you like that because I can't risk the Florida Project. I got somebody back in my VW Bug reading in the circus garage. She's depending on me to come back. If I get arrested or killed, she'll be out. And to be honest, like, just fake. I'd just be doing it to sleep with you. And then what would happen? How would that make me a good pit? Like, pit stands for pit, pimp in training. Like, I'm supposed to be a pimp in training. Like, that's not a pimp move to just do that because you want me to. So no, I'm not going to do it. So forget it. Forget me. Forget that I kind of offered you to be a prostitute because you don't have to. You know, I'm only looking for girls that want to work with me, like the real me, not some pretend me. So sorry. She doesn't say anything. She said, I'll give you a ride. Don't worry about it. I'll give you a ride back. And silent. And she says, you know, we're about halfway back. And she sighs. She says, you know, I like you. She's like, let's go pick up your friend at Circus Circus. You guys can crash in my apartment. And tomorrow we'll leave. We can start heading to Florida. And I'm like, really? You're going to come? And she, yeah. That's really brave of you to say no to me. I mean, look at this. I have a killer bod. I mean, I know, I can tell you haven't been with a lot of girls, and I pity you, and you're kind of sad. But that was, must have been really hard, like, knowing that I would have blown your mind with wild passion and gone and been, maybe worked for you. But yeah, you're right, it would have been wrong. So I'm glad that you were able to say no. That's probably you're right. That's a very pimp move. Cool. So, Karina, like about that passionate sex thing. Like, well, no, I think, you know, yeah, we should just have a working relationship because, and yeah, you could say no to me and I can respect you, okay? So, why don't you count me in? So, yeah, we drove back to Circus Circus, and we got Stephanie, and that's it for tonight. Like, we went back to her place and crashed, and I had a dream about her and about winning, like, the skateboarding championship and all that, but, like, it was cool. Like, I would float in the air and do twists, and I was doing, like, a McFly. And then a wheezy, like in the air, and a twist. And then I was doing the devil's haircut with an armpit slap. And then I was going back up on the half pipe, kicking off my foot, doing a wedgie with an underwear drop, twisting through the air. It was like I was weightless. And then I was going like, they started calling me on the circuit like double goofy. Because I was like, my goofy foot was goofy. And then I was doing a tang twist or top topo, quad T. They started calling that. And then, you know, they're just calling me pimp and skating. Piss, they were calling me. Yeah, I mean, I was floating, and then I had a dream. I jumped off. I actually did jump off the Hoover Dam in a dream, but I landed on a cloud. The cloud said, hey, buddy, you're asleep. You're not really in danger. Let's float off. We floated over Vegas in some beautiful, beautiful, twinkly city at night with the heat rising. And we circled the town. I fell asleep, and it was great.